When the Chinese orphan's home burned to the ground, the children were removed to a nearby house not far from the Yellow River. It is in this new temporary orphanage that we join Terry and his friends. And in today's transcribed adventure, we'll find out more about the troubles they face in this lonely little river town in China. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, boys and girls, you've heard a lot in this show about a remarkable invention called a Terryscope. It's played a big part in our friends' adventures, and it's going to play a big part in excitement still to come. Now, it's a fact that you yourself can actually get a Terryscope just exactly like the one in the show. And if I were you, I sure would see to it that I got mine right away. Why, you'll get a great big kick out of listening to the program with your own Terryscope right there in your hand. And you're sure going to feel left out in the cold if the other kids are all playing games with their Terryscope and you haven't got one. Now, getting your Terryscope is plenty easy. All you have to do is get a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice and 10 cents. Now, you can rustle up a dime, all right, can't you? Why, of course you can. And you'll be the first to say that a dime never bought so much fun and excitement. All right? Now, you take your labels, one from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. On the back of one of them, print your full name and address. Then put the labels in an envelope along with the dime and mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll repeat the address. It's Terry in care of Libby's, Libbys, in Chicago. Now, that's all you do to get your Terryscope. And if you're smart, you'll do it right now. And take it from me, anybody who doesn't get a Terryscope with its 8 extra special features is going to be mighty disappointed. And now, Terry and the Pirates. The beautiful Burma is in charge of the Chinese orphanage, which includes about 25 children. She took command when Mrs. Finch was called away. So Terry, Pat Ryan, April Kane, and the others are working hard to get the quarters more comfortable. But last night, a tough bully named Han tried to steal from the food supply and was stopped by Burma, who drove him away. Han and his hungry hoodlums are still lurking about. But that's what we hear about tonight. Terry and Pat have finished supper and are with April Kane. The others have gone for a walk down to the river. A single oil lamp flickers on the table as April clears away the dishes.
E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm we had a duck. E-I-E-I-O. With a quack, quack here and a quack, quack there and a hiss, quack there, quack everywhere, quack, quack. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. Oh. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm we had a pig. E-I-E-I-O. With an ark on tree. Oh well. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on
this
farm...
Let me get my hand, April.
What? Oh, hi.
See what you get for being polite, Terry? You expected April to say no.
You can lend a hand, too, if you like, Pat.
Yes, Mr. Ryan. Many hands make light work, I always say, now and then.
Well, I'm not very handy with dishes, kitten, but I'll supervise the job.
How come the others walked out on the dishwashing job and all?
Oh, they didn't walk out. Tonight's my turn to clean up.
Where'd they go? It's getting late. It's mighty dark out, too.
Well, Captain Blaze and Cherry and Connie went down to the river to see if there were any sign of a steamer.
That's right. There's a steamer expected with food for us. And Burma says it's years behind time.
Say, where is Burma?
Oh, she's somewhere about. Gracious, isn't she the busy one? Bless my bones, she's working herself to a nub on account of these Chinese children.
Good for her.
Say, speaking of work and food, what's cooking about those fellas that broke in here last night?
Yes, what's cooking? I'm in a stew about them stealing our food.
Well... we'll just have to keep our eyes open, that's all. We know the ringleader is a local boy named Han, and he has some pals.
Dear me, I'd love to see Burma slapping down. Imagine, Burma reaching out and slapping that fella.
Well, she's pretty much grown up, kitten. She can take care of herself.
Yeah, Burma certainly got plenty of nerve and brains.
I think we all got nerve and brains. And I'll thank you not to call me kitten, Mr. Ryan.
But you are a child, April.
I am not. I'm just as able to take care of myself as Burma or anybody else.
Why, you're just a wide-eyed kitten who ought to be home, way back there in Virginia.
Oh, you talk like all men, and all men are simply crazy. It's nice to know I'm so little help around here, and I have to be protected like I was...
Oh, now, April, Pat was only fooling. He didn't mean...
I know what he said. I can hear. I'm not blind. And you think the same, Terry Lee. It's written all over your face. Well, from now on, you don't have to worry about little April. I'll grow up, and so fast.
Oh, now, wait, but why get mad at a little kidding? We think you're...
Let her go, Terry. She'll get over it. She gets nervous and unstrung. After all, she's been through a lot these past few weeks.
Maybe we shouldn't kid her. She's kind of sensitive about a thing. She's young.
Oh, sure. I'll go in and apologize in a few minutes. I get the tears out of her eyes first.
She didn't go to her room, Pat. I heard her walk down the hall.
I'm going to have a look at the children in the dormitory, I suppose. Well, I guess my kidding put us in a spot, eh? Looks like it's up to us to finish these dishes for Miss Kane.
Yeah, but I hope this teaches you a lesson, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Next time I kid her, I'll wait until the dishes are all washed. Now, lend a hand, Terry. I'll walk to your wife.
When April slammed out the kitchen and started down the darkened hallway, she didn't care where she went. So she found herself in the big room, the room where most of the orphan children were sleeping. She stood in the darkness trying to keep back the tears. And then, suddenly, she knew someone was close beside her. Before she could scream, a hand had covered her mouth.
Lady, no talk. No talk. Lady, quiet now. Tell Han where keys to food place. Quick, hurry. Tell Han where keys to food place.
You let me go. Watch out, she wakes up the baby. Let me go.
Like you always say, you can't tell what a woman will do.
Hey, hold it. One of the babies has a colic or something.
Maybe a pin sticking in
them. Babies are funny people. Can't talk and tell you what's wrong. Well, I think I better find out what's wrong. April, everything under control? You down there, April?
Funny, I can hear a baby crying, but there's no light down there.
Maybe that's where the child is crying. Wants the light on so it can see to go to sleep.
Well, let's wander down the hall and see what goes, huh?
I've never tried to sing a Chinese baby to sleep, Terry, but since being around these orphans, I'm getting so I can do a lot of things.
Yeah, I've noticed you're already Uncle Pat to a lot of them.
Huh? Maybe I belong in the kindergarten after all.
It's funny April didn't put a light on. Even if she was mad and wanted to have a good cry all by herself. What?
Joe, stop now.
Where'd you get that flashlight? Who are you? What is all this?
Have a gun. Shoot it. Joe, stop now.
He has got a gun, Pat. I can see it in the light.
Yeah, but I can't see him. Who are you? What do you want?
Want kids to food box. Chop, chop.
Food, eh? In a hurry. You alone?
Where's that station? Where is she? Me, not alone. Lay Hong down. Put four.
Got pals with you. What are you going to do with that girl?
Stay with us. She go away. You give food. Stay.
You're going to take her away as a prisoner, eh?
You stop me shooting.
You same Han? You belong Han?
It's all. Han got guns. His keys chopped up.
Sounds serious, Pat.
Yeah, I can't see a thing with that flashlight in my eyes. Look, Han, I haven't got keys for food box.
You have keys. You belong.
Sure, I belong here, but I'm not boss man. Woman is boss man.
Yeah, we don't know where the keys are, Han.
Now, look. You'll never get that food supply this way. You come back in the morning. Boss woman will feed you and your friends. How's that?
Hey, to food box, chop, chop.
We haven't got them.
I'm getting awful tired of your pigeon talk, mister. If you shoot at that gun, you know what'll happen to you?
Han, shoot it. Take the little one.
Shoot me and take the girl.
Sure, he'll take April away and hold her until we give them all our food supply.
It's in lay, Ari Jay.
Yes, Jay. Don't use big Latin. Use big words. He won't get them.
We've got to circumvent this situation before Sourpuss behind the cannon gets jittery and starts popping the joint up.
Yeah, I catch. But how?
We'll make a toxic for Han catch him.
Don't you understand it, Han?
Listen, Hen, you let the girl go, and we'll find the keys to the food. How's that?
Give
key. I wish you'd change your record, buddy. You repeat so often, anybody think it was your only line.
Give key. Stop, stop.
Now, look. Big trouble for you, Hen. You take them Lily one, soldiers come and shoot it.
Hen, shoot the girl one. Lay ho, muda, lay habo.
Put that gun away, Hen. You'll get hurt.
Man, stop. Man, stay here. Han, kill.
You'll never get far. You'll be caught, Nell.
We've got to save April. Those men are desperate.
They don't know how crazy they are either. Listen, Han, we talkie. We belong teas for food.
Han, no belong. You see, they can go on. No bring food soon.
If they get away with it, there'll be no telling where they can hide. It's night, Cap. We don't know where to look for April.
The fool is just crazy enough to shoot, too.
They really took April, Pat. What do we do?
Let's get outside. We can't go far, Terry.
Okay, we'll go out the other way.
Wait, I'll get that gun we hung up the kitchen.
I'll get a lantern.
Terry, what happened to the gun?
What? Isn't it there? It's
hanging by a strap right here in the stove. Gone.
Well, I don't know where it is, Pat.
Okay, we'll do without it. I don't see how. Come on, we'll go out this way.
Okay.
Now then, as long as we have no hardware, we'll have to be careful. Let's get outside. Dark as the inside of a fountain pen out here tonight. No moon, no stars, and that's no song, what I mean.
We just like Han and his pals to hang around and take a pot shot at us.
Yeah. I knew more about the fella, I might figure out some plan, but these lads are hungry and empty stomach hasn't any brains.
Quick.
Huh?
Get over here beside the house.
Huh?
Somebody's on the other side of the building. I just saw a shadow.
You sure?
Wait just a quiet minute. We'll find out. If Han or any of these lads will have to jump him before he can do any shooting. Golly, I'll never call April a little girl again. What if it's going to cause all this trouble?
It just goes to show what can happen. If Pat hadn't made April angry, if she hadn't walked down the hall, she wouldn't have been taken by the bully Han and his boys. And, well, now there is trouble. In just a moment, I'll give you a hint about what happens tomorrow. Now, I just want to remind you, boys and girls, of two important things. Number one is this. You yourself can have a telescope just like the one that's meant so much to our friends in the show. Like it, only better. Because it's a brand new, beautiful telescope with 8 exciting special features. All right, now that's point number one, and I know darn well that every boy and girl of you is going to see to it that you get your cherry soap. Now, somebody may be left without one, but it won't be you, because you're going to send your order in right now. Okay? Well, now that's where you're being smart. So along comes point number two, which is a reminder of just how to get that cherry soap. Now, you'll need 2 Libby's labels, one from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. So the thing for you to do at once is to ask your mother to get a can of each of those swell juices. She'll be glad to. They're so wonderful tasting and so full of vitamins. As soon as you get your Libby's labels, write your full name and address on the back of one, and then mail the labels and 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now just do that, boys and girls, and the Terry soap is yours. Ask your mother now about those Libby juices. Now, in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll see how handy the telescope can be. And we'll see what Terry and the others do to rescue April from the troublemakers who hang around the almost deserted Chinese river town. So let's all be on hand for action and thrills.